on the Worry-Free Guarantee.
Is calling, and we're calling Uri Geller, as a matter of fact, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, our weekly visit with the champion of motivation. I was thinking, Richie, of that song, Celebrate, Celebrate,
yeah, dance to the music.
How about we change that? Motivate, motivate, success is what we talk about with Uri Geller, the king of success. Tuesday morning, no age limits on when you can transform your life. Look at Uri now. Uri and I are the same age. Uri has reinvented himself. You can as well. Uri has really done a great job of changing his reality, so he leads by example. And if you want to get to a new place, it's essential, if you want to grow, to change, to adopt or adapt. Either of those two words probably work, because, you know, you really do have control over your life. Uri's been teaching that to people for decades about success, starting with the littlest things, holding things. If you don't think you can do stuff that other people can do, I challenge you, because in terms of my own experience with Uri, first night I ever met him, we were doing a radio program on KABC in Los Angeles, and I knew who Uri was. And I was pleased that he wanted to come on the radio program, but I didn't know about his shtick, you know, I mean, the bending the spoons and all that stuff. So he says, here, hold out your hand. And this is 1994. So he says, hold out your hand. And I held my hand. He put these radish seeds in my hand. He said, just hold them there for a few minutes. So within 3 or 4 minutes, he and I are having a conversation. 3 or 4 minutes, I'm looking at the palm of my hand. The radish seeds are starting to grow. Now, I don't think I have anything to do with this. I think Uri's either cast a spell or it's magic or it's something. But I remember Uri giggling. I remember chuckling at your efforts to be serious. And I don't know you really from Adam. And that was the first time we ever met. And I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, is this guy for real? And as he's looking at my hand, he's looking at me and he's telling a story about how you can do even things you don't think you're able to do. You can do whatever you... And I wasn't thinking about growing these radish seeds in my hand. I just looked at him. He said, wait a minute, and they'll grow. And they started to. I had no plan, no idea. There was no desire on my part for me to do this. And so, you know, under the circumstances, I thought, okay, maybe I should stop, because I wasn't sure. You know, at that point in my life, I was just kind of getting tuned in to the alternate universe, if that's what it is. So you really brought me along. You taught me a lot. Even with that night, I wanted to not have, okay, this is weird. I don't want to have much more to do with you. I never told you that story before. What?
No. Listen, thank you very much for this long promo of Uri Geller.
Yeah.
I'm standing, believe it or not, in Kiev, in the factory that used to build Antonovs. That's the huge, huge Russian planes. And in front of me, there is a plane. I just took the picture of it, and I emailed it to you.
Good.
It's about 10 minus degrees.
Yeah, wow.
And the sun is out, it's shining, and I'm standing here with
Julius.
With Julius, and you're not going to believe this, Doug. You are the most synchronized person in the world, but he just bought me 10 packets of red radish seeds because there's an auditorium in this factory,
yeah,
and I'm about to do a show
right
for television here. And I'm going to try to sprout a radish seed. Now, you never tell that story. I mean, you do, but every 3 or 4 months you bring it up.
Right.
Not even.
Yeah.
So he's actually holding the red radish seed in his hand.
All right. Now, I want to...
Unbelievable.
Okay. Anyway, so that's one. Now, two, you're in the Ukraine in Kiev, 30 miles from Chernobyl, which just this last week The Ukrainian government said they are going to open the area up to tourists starting this spring. Now, for those of you who don't remember, Chernobyl had the worst nuclear power plant accident ever. And so this was, and it was like 25 years ago, wasn't it? 24, 25 years ago at least?
About 25 years ago, and strangely, I mean, again, synchronicity has it, but, you know, my house is open. Hannah and I open our house for kids with terminal illnesses, cancer, yep, leukemia, and so on. And a couple of years ago, I had a bunch of kids from the Chernobyl area who had, you know, all kinds of ailments because of that tragic exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to visit it tomorrow before it opens up to the public. And but this place is really very, very interesting. There are at least, I'm counting, about 20 different type of aircraft standing on the runway here. And if you got the picture, is anyone manning your website?
I'm looking at it right now. You sent it to my address, right? The usual place where you send
your
stuff to me?
Your email address, yes. And you know what's really bizarre is, just shows you how small the world is. My webmaster, as you know, his name is Kevin John Lewis, who has this amazing, amazing company that designs websites. He is right now listening to your show on the internet, and so are probably another, I would say, 200 of my friends around the world, in Japan, believe it or not, in Egypt, in Israel, in Germany, in Norway, in Sweden, because they love your show and they love the fact that I'm on it once a week. So
true.
There you go. What a small world. The internet shrunk everything. We can communicate today with each other. Look, I just sent you a picture with me standing by this airplane. And if you can open it, you can describe, you know, me holding my BlackBerry, talking to you. I can, and while I'm doing this, Kevin from Manchester in England is BBing me. You know, the BlackBerry has a messenger service, so it's
right. Incredible. Yeah. Well, but you know,
Uri,
that's the reason.
Wait, listen. Before I go, I'm going to try to do a very unusual experiment with your listeners, our listeners.
Yeah.
And this is what I want everyone to do. I know this is this will sound so freaky and so bizarre and so strange, but when I sign off, I want all of you to go to your kitchen or to your larders, wherever you keep your potatoes. Yes, you heard me right. Potatoes. Grab a sack of potatoes and bring them to the radio set. And I'm going to focus my mind all the way from Ukraine, all the way from the airport, for the next 15 minutes. And I want you to believe that some of your potatoes will start sprouting. Now, again, this is freaky, but it might happen. Now, if your potato starts sprouting, if there's a little sprout, immediately email or text or call Doug. I want to know if this is going to work. How about this, Doug? Do you like this experiment?
Well, actually, I'm looking at you in front of this plane over there. This is really spooky. This is at the airport. I recognize the buildings from having been there. This plane is right next to the airport in Kiev, is it not?
Yeah, that's right. Why is it freaky? Why?
Because I recognize I've been there, and the building next door, I stood on it's an open veranda sort of upstairs, and I stood on it watching as some people, when they were clearing off. Now, when I was there, it was, heavens, but I bet it's been 17 years, 16, maybe 15, 16 years since I was there. They had the planes still along the runway there, and they were cutting them up. There were wrecked planes on both sides of the runway, and I watched the guy take a torch out and cut the seats out of one of the planes to put in another plane. It was there, but
I'm standing right under that veranda.
Yeah.
You won't believe it.
I know.
I mean, This is spooky.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I have no idea where this show is going to emanate from. I don't know why they chose this theater here in this airport.
All right, so who are those two people that are standing next to you? By the way, this is we'll send these pictures, Richie, over to the website. You can put it up in the
They're from the production of the TV station that I'm doing
the
show,
for. Yeah.
Unbelievable, Doug, but
really
nevertheless, you heard my little experiment with the potato.
Yes, I did. And so what is the desired outcome? What do we want? You want everybody to watch as the potatoes sprout their eyes.
I've got a potato in my hand, Uri, and I'm going to put it on our webcam and put it on our website. It's a sweet potato. Will that work, or a yam?
Yeah, a sweet potato.
I can't guarantee that it's going to happen exactly to your potato, but I tell you what, I've seen stranger things. When I was studied by the CIA in 1972, and by the way, the CIA kind of released the two films to public domain, and you can watch them on my website. They were kind of in their vaults for all these years, over 30 years, and they just released the experiments that they conducted with me at SRI, Stanford Research Institute. Please check it on my website. It's on my homepage. When I walked into SRI, in one of the laboratories, I saw a glass box, and in it was a potato, and in the potato was an electrode. And I asked the scientists, what are you doing? And they explained to me that they believe that potatoes can actually, well, I believe that all plants can actually feel emotions, feelings, energies, and they can react to you. And they were actually checking if a potato can react back to you. I mean, weird as it sounds, there is some truth to it. And this is what I'm going to try to do, is affect your potatoes. Even if out of 1,000 potatoes, only one sprouts, that will be quite extraordinary if you will out there, you let Doug know what happened. And if you have a mobile phone, take a picture of the potato, even if the sprout is just a quarter of an inch out of the potato, let us know. Doug, it was fantastic being with you. I have to go and do the show.
Harry, I have my potato here, too, okay?
All right. I'm putting up the pictures on the website, your hot ticket.
All right, so if you go to DougStephan.com now, you will see my potato in front of the control board, and it's got some little teeny sprouts, okay? So let's all focus on my potato. It's a yam. Right. Will that work?
We'll focus on your potato.
I always think about your yam.
Yeah. Yeah. 19 after on good day.
Yeah.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, Why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
I'm everything I am because you love me. Ooh,
it's a great song. Commit suicide by,
yeah, it's a great song.
Great message in the song.
Now, when you grow up, you big.
You want to dance? Hey, go to DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com and you can see the potato cam.
Tell the story and this is the same.
She looked hot at the Oscars.
Yeah, not bad.
On
did
the
she?
Red carpet. Not when yeah. she was singing, but on the red carpet. That white dress.
Oh, married to that old fossil. Probably my age.
That's funny. Yeah. That's what her husband is thinking right now. I'm married to this old fossil.
Yeah.
You go out and get me a new 19-year-old, right?
All right, so this song, Celine Dion singing Because You Loved Me, came from a movie that was released on this date in 1996, Up Close and Personal, a drama,
Robert Redford,
Michelle Pfeiffer, Stockard Channing, and Joe Mantegna. It was a very good movie. Mantegna played the agent for Pfeiffer. She replaces Stockard Channing as an anchor at a Philadelphia television station. Robert Redford was her first boss. She got the job as sort of an intern and first worked for Redford, then fell in love with him. Yeah, really good story.
And then
Redford,
somebody died.
Redford gets killed at the end of the movie. And he went back to being on camera and went to the war and got killed in the war. But it's a very, I thought this was a great, you know, you can call it a chick flick if you want to, but it's a good movie.
Did you tear up a little?
I did, actually.
I think I see a new sprout on my potato.
Oh, yeah. Richie's got that damn potato in the webcam instead of
wow,
me and the rest.
Wow, look at it grow.
Yeah, right, it's growing.
We took off Doug's spud and put on another one.
If you're a
potato head.
All right, so watch the potato grow at DougStefan.com.
We'll have another 13 minutes for the potato, then Doug's spud goes back up.
Really? That's how it works?
Yep.
Also at DougStefan.com today, an obituary, sort of a warm overview of the life of Frank Buckles, who was the last living World War One veteran. He passed away this weekend, the age of 110.
I got to meet him
from
when
World
he was...
World War One.
When he was 105 and 106, we went up to West Virginia and brought him down from his farm, and he participated in our parade.
Neat,
Memorial Day parade, and just a neat guy.
Yeah.
Neat guy. He was working his farm, Doug, at the age of 105, still going out every day and working his garden on his farm.
Good for him.
Yeah. Perfect story. A perfect guy. This is really, what a life. Imagine still in the year 2011 being able to tell stories about a war that had
when that guy talks,
90
just,
years ago.
You sit and listen and just absorb.
Yeah. Yeah. 90 years ago. That's what's so hard. You know, I mean, 90 years ago. It's, I mean, it is literally a lifetime.
Yeah.
And he could tell the story.
And then some.
Yeah. For a lot of people, more than that. My father lived to be almost 91.
You know, you don't appreciate that until, I mean, I'm 46 now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you don't appreciate that. We had General P.X. Kelly.
Stupid potato. I'm just going online to this.
Hello, potato.
Hello, potato.
But we had General P.X. Kelly in here for our Veterans Center, and we interviewed him for a couple of hours on video for our American Veterans Center website.
Yeah.
And just to listen to these guys tell their stories, and he's 80-something now. To listen to them tell their stories, he's lived five of my lives in his one. It's just the amazing.
All right.
Amazing.
So also, we have a story today about Mr. Potato Head. So you can look at the video of the sweet potato and then go right down, scroll underneath, and see how Mr. Potato Head has changed. Big news at DougStephan.com.
It's a yam.
Yeah.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When the TSA announced its new enhanced screenings, a lot of travelers were upset, not just about their privacy being invaded, but their dignity. The good news for the moment is that the TSA is at least trying to increase its awareness of travelers with medical conditions. It recently approved a standardized medical notification card that travelers can discreetly show to a screening agent. Now, that's no guarantee that the agent has been properly trained, but at least it's a step in the right direction. This card can be useful even if your condition is temporary, like if you had recent surgery or wearing bandages under your clothing. Of course, if you have a more serious condition, my advice is to travel with a letter from your physician, which explains the condition and what kind of treatment you may require. And if you're really concerned, there are other ways to quietly alert others of your situation as needed, like medical ID bracelets or a portable USB drive that contains your medical records. But that's a conversation you need to have with your physician. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Air you.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program coming up in a moment. The top 10 best companies to work for, which he has our big voiced announcer standing by, along with the important music that goes with this. How can you save on winter heating bills as we work our way through what would be, you know, we had the, what's his name, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
He said the guy lied, apparently. Because we still have cold, miserable weather over much of the country. What's the story with that?
Not here. It's been nice. Yeah,
very nice, Richie. Congratulations. At DougSteffen.com, you can follow the plight of the sweet potato.
The yam.
It's a yam. Oh, okay. It's the yam cam.
The yam cam. We got the yam cam up at GoodDayShow.com.
As the drama unfolds.
Right, the yam cam.
It's got, it already had a couple of little sprouts, but I think they're bigger.
Yeah. I see it growing, Rich. The story also of Mr. Potato Head at DougSteffen.com, a little more than a big carbohydrate now. He's actually gone on a diet. He's on a MetaFast potato diet.
There is no such thing.
Hasbro
thing on MetaFast.
Has unveiled a new thinner Mr. Potato Head during the International Toy Fair in New York. It's a tinier tater, Rich.
Is that what it is?
Right. The active adventures of Mr. Potato Head have apparently resulted in a slimmer body, and for the first time, he's actually wearing pants. A little vulgar before. Mrs. Potato Head. She's also lost a couple of pounds herself. She joins her spouse in his new active lifestyle. Hasbro marketing the change as a fun extreme bakeover. It's words.
Bakeover. We have Mr. Andrews' Potato Head at home. Yeah. Kids love it.
That's great. Yeah. Wondering whether the cultural pressure to be thin is gotten to Mr. Potato Head. Do you think that's what it is? Politically correct not to be heavy anymore.
That's right.
Probably.
Mr. Slim.
Portion control for Mr. Potato Head.
That's right.
But
exactly.
He's a spud. I mean, yeah. You know.
He was featured in the Macy's Day Parade this year, wasn't he?
He was, as a matter of fact. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
A lot of they have the potato board now out promoting the nutritional value of Mr. Potato. Potatoes are fine. Potatoes are great for you. The value of the potato is the skin.
Yeah.
If you don't
yeah.
lop it up with the sour cream and butter and all that kind of stuff, very good for you.
I told you when I did my diet last year or something, really this isn't the way to go, but I did sweet potatoes or yams, thinly sliced, little olive oil, salt and pepper, bake them, and you get those like thin little crispy chips.
I think they're wonderful. Excuse me. I've always liked potatoes. Yeah. I'm going to grow them again in my garden this year. I haven't grown
good stuff.
Now, they have, have a seed. I don't know. I should ask you about this because I need gardening tips.
Yeah.
But they have a plant that has potatoes on the bottom and tomatoes on the top.
Well, they're both nightshade.
It's like a hybrid. Is that safe? Yeah. Is that okay?
They have a what that has potato on the bottom?
It's a plant that you have. The potatoes grow on the bottom and tomatoes grow out of the top.
Mm. No, that's just wrong, man.
How cool is that?
That is just wrong.
Yeah,
let's put that on the yam cam. Let's put that in the yam cam. That's
yeah, this thing is growing. This little sprout on the top of this yam is growing.
Yeah. There you go, Richard.
Yeah, it's longer than it was when we started.
That's a good sign.
Barry's a powerful, powerful man. Don't mess with him.
All the way over in Ukraine.
Yeah.
By the way, just as an aside, the Ukraine opening up Chernobyl to tourists this year, not a great idea.
Not a good idea.
The world would want to go see that
over there.
Not on my list.
A lot of the people from Belarus, which is next door, and Ukraine, and Russia, which is to the sort of north and east, people come over there. But they still have health problems. This is 30-some-odd years after this thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go there.
35 years? 25.
Yeah.
25 years. Yeah, who'd want to go?
Hawaii, Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaii,
hey, kids.
Chernobyl.
Disney World or Chernobyl.
Uh-huh.
You only have two eyes, little Jimmy. Let's go to Chernobyl.
Yeah. So anyway, they figure that they have built this new safer shell around the reactor, and that'll keep things safe. But in the meantime, the Europeans are saying, huh? I don't think so. The potato discussion prompts me to want to spend a little time warming you up to weight loss. Have you gotten on the MetaFast meal diet that we've been talking about?
Do it.
The reason that I'm excited about it this week, I've been home for a couple of days, and I admittedly couldn't do as much on the road. But I will tell you something. I'm not yanking your chain here. I am not yanking your chain. I have, since I came home on Saturday, not eaten anything but the MetaFast stuff. 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Just like that.
But you're eating your lean and green meal, right?
I'm not even doing that.
Nah, you got to do it.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
You're going to lose muscle. You got to do it.
I'm working out now a lot, so it's fine. I am choosing the meals, but mostly I've had soup, the brownie, and my listen to this. This is my diet. The soup, the brownie, those lemon
lemon bars.
Yep. Let's see.
Pretzels.
I've had a pancake.
Pudding.
Yeah, and I have the now. Apparently, is there coffee in this? I haven't seen it, but I just
and
a latte
actually,
and a coffee.
The cappuccino is one of my favorite MetaFast things.
Really?
Love the cappuccino.
Oh, all right. So
because sometimes you want something warm and you kind of want that Starbucks kind of feel, and it's yummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So that's part of what you can buy. There are all kinds of meals. You choose what you want. For example, today you could start the day off with a MetaFast scrambled egg. And then you could have a MetaFast Dutch chocolate shake.
That's
second meal.
What I'm going to have here in the next break is the
third
Dutch chocolate shake.
Meal could be the MetaFast cream of tomato soup at meal number 4. The beef vegetable stew.
The beef stew rocks.
And then the last evening meal could be the MetaFast French vanilla shake. I did that, and I put some of my stuff in it.
French vanilla is good, but I like the strawberry and the chocolate.
I'm putting my things from Standard Process in it.
To
clean things up. I actually have been, because of some of the things that Dr. Jack is putting me through, going through sort of a cleanse. That is, don't get too far away from the bathroom. That's the first time I've done this since we actually did that Standard Process cleanse.
The cleanse is good. I like to do that once every couple of years just to kind of
clean your system
out.
Before you get to spring. This is for me.
Yeah.
My hiatus from, I'm on the farm for a couple of days, but going to Los Angeles, my hiatus from the farm, hiatus from all of the things that I do that sort of get in the way. Focus on my radio program, the radio show, and my family, and it agrees with me. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because you ought to do something to change. One of the ways that you'll lose weight and feel better about yourself is to sort of change up your daily routine. And I mean, you have a routine. You go through Monday through Friday, and you have a routine on the weekend. You have a routine. You go through it, and it gets to you, especially when you have SAD, seasonal adjusted disorder, which happens pretty much over the certainly northern climbs from the Mason-Dixon line north this year with all the snow, the cold weather. Ah, people are crazy. So if you want to, maybe you're going to spring yourself away from here. I'm talking about New England or the north, and go down south. Florida's very busy, nice. Maybe going to the Mardi Gras, which is pretty soon. And
is
you want to
tomorrow?
Look.
No, you're today. Best. Is today Fat Tuesday?
Is today Fat Tuesday? Maybe it is. Mm-hmm. I was about a month early, didn't I? Accuse.
Yeah, you were having it like the day after Christmas. Right, come on here, everybody.
Too soon. Anyway, the way you get on this MetaFast diet, the MetaFast meal plan, March 8th.
Yes, yeah, Fat Tuesday.
A week from today. Okay. So let me give you some support. Go to MetaFastKen.com, MEDIFASTKEN, all one word, MetaFastKen.com, and sign up using Dr. Ken as a code that you'll save $50 on the meal plan. All right, that's really the core of this. You get the meal plan, you have healthy savings and healthy, I mean, you're saving your body, you're saving your money. Lots of different condiments and seasonings apparently come with these. I haven't seen that yet. Have you used any of the condiments? Any of the seasonings?
No, they don't come with it. You're allowed to use condiments.
Really? Okay.
Right. They have a list of things you can use.
Right.
All right.
And can I clarify one thing for you?
Go ahead.
You say that you couldn't do it because you were traveling. This is the easiest diet in the world.
I know.
Because the bars, the shakes, all you need is some water, or sometimes you don't
need
anything.
Just cold water. Yeah.
All right, so check it out, MetaFastKen.com. Lose the weight that Richie has, Jennifer has, I have. It's easy. You're focusing on it. It's not a big deal. I'm telling you, I'm not good at this stuff. And if I can do it, you're darn sure you can do it. MetaFastKen.com. MetaFast is the fast, simple, safe way, satisfying way for you to lose weight. Let's get to the top 10 best companies to work for. Everybody ready?
Ready.
You can take your notes. Some of these I've never even heard of.
Number 10.
Multimedia.
And thank you. That's number 11.
Oh.
And number 10, Nugget Market. Go to nuggetmarket.com. They have 1,500 employees. They've grown 22% in the last year. The annual salary for the average worker at Nugget Market is $116,444 a year.
No.
All right. Number nine, Goldman Sachs. GS.com, 14,000 employees. They only grew 2% last year. The average pay for the people working at Goldman Sachs annualized, $144,994.
Wow.
Number eight, Methodist Hospital System. 10,000 employees around the country. Annual pay is that they had a job growth of 1% last year. Annual pay is $89,791.
Number seven,
Gentech in San Francisco. 10,000, almost 11,000 employees. They grew 5% last year. Annual pay for the people working at this company, $112,202. We're going through a list of the 10 best companies to work for, according to voting done online by Forbes magazine. What?
I was looking at my potato and forgot what number we're on.
Number six. Okay.
Number six.
Cisco Systems. These are all, by the way, listen to these companies all on the West Coast. 37,000 employees. Average pay for the average worker, $131,703. 7% growth last year.
Number five.
This is interesting. I'd never heard of these people until Phil Lemper told me about them. Wegmans Food Markets.
Oh, Wegmans is great.
Rochester, New York, their headquarters. They grew 6% last year, 37,000 employees, and their annual pay is $51,350.
Number four.
Google from Mountain View, California. 12,580 employees. They had a 40% growth in number of hires last year.
Wow.
They will not tell you what their average pay is. Some people say it is for the, listen to this, because of stock and stuff, the average management person makes $700,000 a year working at Google.
I, Rich McFadden, do sadly here tender my resignation to Stephen Multimedia.
Number three,
Boston Consulting Group, 1,600 employees, 10% growth last year, annual pay, $141,111. They are recruiting minorities now for jobs in the healthcare field. And they have And their insurance, 100% fertility treatment coverage. That's pretty interesting.
Number two.
Edward Jones, the stock brokerage, St. Louis, Missouri, 34,000 employees. They grew 9% last year. Annual pay averages $77,333. Number one.
Number one.
NetApp. Never heard of them. Anybody ever hear of them? NetApp.
App, no.
Sunnyvale, California. 12% job growth last year. Average annual pay $134,716.
Number one.
That's number one.
I said that, okay.
I know you did, right.
I hit the wrong mouse.
This guy works, let's see here. He sold his blood to help pay his way through Princeton, this guy that runs his company, Dave Hitz. His roommate was Jeff Bezos. Didn't he do, what was he, Apple or IBM? Who's Jeff Bezos?
I don't know. That rings a bell, but I do not know.
Anyway, he teamed up in 1992 to form a data storage and management company called NetApp under longtime CEO Dan Warmerhaven. NetApp survived the dot-com crash. Growth averages 2 to 3 times its size every year. They have $3.3 billion in sales. And they have a pretty nice situation. It looks
It's just a data storage.
That's all it is. Amazing, huh? All right. Speaking of data storage, in 60 seconds, we have data for you from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals. And if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
12 and then some before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Stephan Good Day program, here now with his daily dose of important medical information, brought to you by the folks at Digestive Advantage. Ken recommends Digestive Advantage because their products have a multitude of purposes. Would you say that was a proper statement to make, Ken?
Absolutely.
And what else would you like to
I'd like to tell you that if you have any digestive issue.
I mean anything.
Wait a minute. I'll just continue the conversation. He can listen to me.
If you have any digestive issue the doctor can't solve, they've tried the medicines, they've done the tests, they can't find an anatomic problem, try these. These are healthy, evidence-based products. They work naturally with probiotics and with enzymes. They will support your bowel. They'll work if you have lactose problems, gas defense, and constipation issues.
All right. So Digestive Advantage product's been around for a long time. The company that makes it made the Sustanex. You heard us talk about that. Probiotics are so important. Everybody now is beginning to learn how important they are. And this is a great way to get them. Every day you have one of these little capsules, and it may be that you have other things, other issues, like gas and bloating. Go to the big box stores like Target or Walgreens. You know, there's a digestive section in all of these stores, wherever there is a druggist, and get Digestive Advantage. Try it. Help yourself to a better and happier life, really. That's what the stuff is all about. Digestive Advantage, like $10 for a month's supply. Very cool stuff. All right, Dr. Ken, it appears that you and other doctors want teenagers to be banned from tanning salons.
A lot of news out this week. The American Academy of Pediatrics wants teenagers banned from tanning salons to reduce their risk of cancer. Doug, this was published in Pediatrics this week. About 8,700 people died of melanoma last year, and about 68,000 new melanomas were diagnosed. And there's evidence that these indoor tanning salons increase the risk.
If we hadn't had enough news about sodas last week, here's some more. It'll send you off the cliff if you drink a lot of this crap.
Journal of the American Medical Association this week. Drinking sodas and other sugar-sweetened beverages every day may raise blood pressure. So not only do you have to worry about salt, now you have to worry about sugar.
Yeah, sugar and salt. If your mother's had Alzheimer's disease, it may boost your risk. You better have it checked out, right?
Absolutely. Having a mother with Alzheimer's disease boosts your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease more than having a father who suffers this problem.
Collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
I like yesterday's music better.
Is this the Beaver?
Who is this? I'm all so off of this. All I could hear, listening to a particular radio program I was listening to yesterday, these fools all over this little punk about being with some 18-year-old. Because he's so important, had front row seats at the Oscars, went to all of the adult parties, took an 18-year-old high school senior. Wait, what's her name?
He's dating Selena Gomez.
Who the hell is she?
She's a Disney star.
Yeah.
So what?
Go with the program,
dog. This kid is a little rodent who needs to be just pushed off to the side. And the influence that these kids have unduly on especially some of the these girls.
Let me ask you something.
I don't think Doug has the Bieber fever.
I have no Bieber fever.
Let me ask
fever.
You something.
What?
How old was Elvis when he hit the scene and everybody went crazy? How old were the Beatles when
Elvis
they hit the scene?
Elvis was 19.
How old were...
Much older than Bieber.
How old were...
What's the point of your question?
The Joe Bros. Oh. It's the same thing.
No, it isn't. This kid's a little worm.
We all take
who's
these
spoiled.
Kids. Doug, when you were little, you used to follow the Mouseketeers, Annette.
Yeah,
and,
I used to follow Annette, especially.
And
yeah.
All of those
nah,
kids.
Annette.
It's
that was
the
it.
Same thing.
They were, no, these kids were not outrageously just rude, crude, spoiled.
I
somebody needs to kick
were.
Them in the pants.
I bet you they were. You just didn't know about it because Annette didn't have Twitter. And
no,
Facebook
no.
And YouTube.
If she had, I would have been a follower. You could
that's
be
right.
Yeah,
sure,
sure of that. Chuck Curry is here with Movie
Boy,
Moments. What?
Wait, Doug, you sound a little envious of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, right. I have teeny weeny.
You have Bieber fever.
Yeah. He actually comes across as a decent kid. So
yeah, but if you in person, I've heard now. Once I told the story the other day on the air, then I got four or five other bits and pieces of information about what a little monster he is. And it's sad because if his parents were really there, the same with Miley Cyrus, the parents get so used, maybe it's the payday that they get, who knows what the reality is. But these kids could learn. There are people who have come along that have been stars when they were younger and they were okay as they get older because the parents paid attention to them and they played an important part of their lives.
Ron Howard is the only one I can think of. Oh, and what's her face straightened herself up?
Brooke Shields.
Well, she was a mess when she was a kid.
She was a mess.
Yeah. Brooke Shields was always okay, wasn't she?
Brooke Shields was fine. Yeah, she was still is. And more than fine, actually, right now.
Very good, Jen.
All right, so Richie, you answered your own question. Yes, Chucker.
This girl from True Grit is 14. I think she's going to have a very good career.
She'll have an amazing career.
Yeah, she's nice, but she seems like a nice kid, too.
Yes.
You know, Emma, I got a question. Is there any channel I could turn on my TV with Charlie Sheen's not giving?
No, there's not. We become Charlie Sheen free zone.
But what's cool is he gives exclusives to everybody.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
My daughter is watching SpongeBob SquarePants, and he was giving an exclusive interview with Patrick Starr.
To Patrick Starr.
Hi, Charlie.
All right. Anyway, the song from Bieber there, from the Karate Kid. Today's Justin Bieber's birthday, 17.
Oh, wow. Okay. This might sound funny, but I think it's accurate. When I was watching Charlie Sheen's interview last night on Piers Morgan, who, by the way, Doug, sort of changed. I think he's actually a pretty good interviewer.
Really?
Despite what you think. Yeah, I think he is.
I think he's horrible. He's getting worse.
But Sheen in a lot of...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Larry King...
Yeah.
Last week was on the show. There was no discussion amounted to anything except about Piers Morgan. You'd think the world revolved around this guy. He's a big nothing, gas bag.
He has the ability to, he loosens the people up well, though. I think he's a pretty decent interview. Yeah. But anyway, when I'm watching Charlie Sheen on the show last night, I'm trying to say, who does he remind me of? And in all honesty, if you ever seen the movie The Fly with Jeff Goldblum, after Goldblum goes into the teleportation and is slowly transfused into a house fly and he has this manic, godlike personality, that's sort of like Charlie Sheen.
They've been having shrinks all over television saying this is pretty much bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
Is when you get into that manic kind of your godlike mentality.
So he's self-medicating with his drug habit then?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Can I give one bit of movie news?
Please, Chucker. Yes, we'd like that.
The villain in Warner Brothers' new Superman movie will be General Zod, the character that actor Terrence Stamp played to perfection in Superman 2 back in 1981. The studio wants Viggo Mortensen, who one of the stars of Lord of the Rings,
he's good.
To play that part. It's a good choice.
Yeah, he's
Terrence
good.
Terrence Stamp was awesome, but he'd be a good choice also.
Hi.
I just want to point out that director Gary Whittick, who directed 13 on Going on 30, passed away at the age of 49 of brain cancer.
Ooh. 59 past the hour on Good Day. See you, Chucker.